It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The chair of a California Assembly committee looking into the state's special funds accounts called the Parks Department scandal shameful Thursday. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, lawmakers asked finance officials for assurances that there are no more hidden assets.
At issue is how $54 million in surplus Parks Department funds could remain hidden for 12 years. An audit last week also found discrepancies in other state special funds accounts. Assemblymember Bob Blumenfield chairs the Oversight Committee.
My chief concern is to hear from the administration why the hidden parks money is an isolated incident and not the tip of the iceberg.
Blumenfield called officials from the Department of Finance, the Comptroller's Office, and the Legislative Analyst's Office to testify. Jason Sisney with the LAO told the committee that the Parks Department situation is unacceptable but isolated.
If, as some people call the park situation, if it was a scandal, what we see in other special funds is really more sloppiness and, in some cases, confusion.
The state Senate plans to hold its own hearing on the issue next week. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
CAISO, the independent system operator of California's power grid, has called a flex alert for the weekend starting now. The flex alert is CAISO's way of asking people to conserve electricity. Stephanie McCorkle with CAISO says high temperatures in the valley will spread to the coast, and people there aren't used to the heat.
You typically won't see triple-digit heat, but we're going to be getting close. We're going to be in the 90s at least on the coast, and that's where we have the heavy population centers. So when they heat up, they really add a lot of strain to the system.
McCorkle adds people can use their smart meters to ease the strain on the system and to lower their bills. CAISO recommends keeping the drapes closed and air conditioning at 78 degrees or higher. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.